Our reading this morning is from the book of Matthew, chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, and we'll go down through the end of verse 12. Familiar account, the visit of the Magi, the wise men who come to see the babe. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet: And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. Well, we'll stop there. It's a simple story, isn't it? The wise men come from a distant country. It's a long journey. They come. They're not exactly sure which town of Bethlehem the Messiah is to be born in. They think that Herod, being a Jew, would be interested. He is only interested in protecting his rule. We know that later he will slaughter the sons, the young boys in that area. But God will already have, by an angel, warned Joseph to take Mary and Jesus and to go into Egypt. What I want us to notice is the contrast between the two different ways to receive this news. Herod and the Jews. Do you remember what John says in John chapter 1? That he came to his own, but those who were his own did not receive him. How strange, though, the contrast that it's not a complete rejection. That pagan men who are astrologers and who are religious kind of wise men, through some method, they determine that this is the birth of Christ. God leads them to Bethlehem using this star. That these pagans are interested in seeing the king of the Jews. And when they actually see the child, in verse 11, it says, they fell down to the ground and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and they present these costly gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What a contrast, isn't it? The Jews, through centuries of preparation with the Old Testament law, the prophecies, the songs of David, they ought to be ready to receive the Lamb of God. But instead they reject him. But the pagans come and they worship him. Well, I don't know that many of us have Jewish backgrounds. I don't know if you have Jewish family, but we're one of those people that the Bible promised that, not just in Israel, but all across the globe, God would raise up Jesus Christ and he would be a light to the nations and they would come and bow down before him. This morning, you have a choice before you. It's really always there, but it's very apparent, isn't it, in a prayer meeting. You have a choice to be like Herod, to use Bible verses in order to avoid Christ ruling you. He goes to the chief priest and asks exactly where. He doesn't want to know where so he can worship him, but so that he can put him to death. But you could use Bible verses in order to stir your heart to come and to fall at his feet now on the throne of heaven and earth and to worship him. I like the verse 11 as a description of prayer. We come, we see Christ, we fall to the ground, we worship him, we open up our lives, we offer him our treasures. All right, give me thy heart. Not frankincense and gold and myrrh, but ourselves again and again and again. Well, let's seek the Lord this morning and fall before him and worship him and give him our praises for who he is, our thanks for what he's done, and stir ourselves so that we are not like the Jews who had so many reasons to come and they don't. But people from far off do.